If you're wondering who was singing that song, that is the one and the only Shawl playing on KC 107.7. That's still one of his recent songs called All In. But I know, and I've seen his social media, I've been checking, we know for sure a new song is dropping soon. If I'm correct, Shawl, that new song is dropping on Friday?
I think it is the 1st of May. Yes, it's the 1st of May.
Yeah, so it's next week or somewhere. I don't know that.
Yes.
Yes, it's next week. I'm just ready for the new song, man. That's why.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm super excited as well.
Yes, guys. So we have Shawl on the line today. Hopefully one day in studio, live right here on KC107.7 on Awesome Insta with me, Anisha Marsh. We're going to first jump in. Shawl, tell me about, where were you born? Where did you grow up? And what was your family life like?
I was born in Johannesburg. I still live in Johannesburg. My family, though, grew up in the Western Cape. My mom and dad grew up in a small town called Gqeberha. Yes. And then eventually they made their way to Johannesburg when they were around 22, 23-ish. Mm. So yeah, I grew up in Johannesburg, was born here, but most of my family, if not all of my family, are from the Western Cape.
Okay. Have you been back to the Western Cape since?
Yes. We visit quite regularly. Growing up, we always used to go to Mossel Bay and that kind of side of the world because my mom's parents retired that side. But I still have family that kind of farms and stuff in Sierras. So, yeah, I do make my way there quite often. Okay.
So you're technically part of the Winelands is all I can say. So you, as I've gathered now, what you explained, you went to school in Johannesburg.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. What was that primary school's name?
Oh, primary school's name was a large school, Inika.
Okay.
It was an Afrikaans school that I went to in a kind of suburb called Randburg. That was fantastic. I grew up just making the best of friends there. My mom was a teacher at that school as well. So it was just a very, very nice time of my life.
Okay. So I know, I don't know if our listeners know, but you know, Shawl, you make music. I want to know,
yes,
from a young age, like when you were primary school baby, were you into music? Were you like playing with instruments? Were you, how can I say, using the utensils and slapping it on your mom's pots and pans? Were you that kind of child?
I definitely was. I definitely liked making trouble as a child, like, you know, playing with things I shouldn't have. And then, you know, just had a curious mind. So I think that definitely helped me. But yeah, I think the first time I did something musical, my mom teached the choir at my primary school. So I kind of got involved into that. And she played piano as well. So she tried to get me into classical piano when I think I was in grade one. I hated it. I found it extremely boring trying to study the music, like reading the music notes. But I loved the instrument. But like reading music bored me to death. So that eventually went.
Okay, so you were in the choir. Did you stay in it like for the rest of your primary school years? Or you were like...
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
I did. It was actually quite interesting because I was a soprano and then eventually I was a soprano until I was 13 years old. So it was quite a journey, yeah.
That's puberty for you. But I must say, I can hear that you used to sing high in your music. There's certain notes that you can reach or have the ability to if...
Yes.
You get enough, you know, practicing.
Good much, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So was there any sports that you played in primary school? You just mainly musically focused?
No, there definitely was. I played cricket. I even played football for a while. Rugby, I gave a try. I enjoyed it. But like the older we got, I was too scared. I stopped playing that immediately. I still enjoy watching it, but I grew up quite a skinny boy. So I was getting battered, so I let that one slide.
At least you made the wise decision to stop playing before you got hurt.
Yes, I think so too.
So you went from, and you said you guys lived in Johannesburg, and then you went to Randburg as well. Was that more in your high school years, or was it primary school as well?
We kind of grew up, we moved quite a lot growing up, but we always stayed in the same kind of region.
Okay.
So I went to, when I went to high school, I was actually in the city. which was quite cool. But so that was a bit of a shift because my sister went to the same school as well. But typically growing up, we stayed up not even like a 5 kilometer radius. We stayed very close to everywhere we went. It was always kind of in that circle.
Okay, you just mentioned your sister because I asked you about your family. So you do, are you only two children in your family?
Yeah, it's me and my sister. She's the eldest. She is a 94 baby. So I think she's 31 and I'm a 2001 baby. So we are 7 years apart.
I can relate. Me and my siblings are also 7 years apart. So I know when it comes to that, the dynamics are a bit different when you are younger.
100%.
Yes. Do you feel like she had an impact on you when you were younger in terms of the way you kind of interact with friends and getting to know new people?
Kind of. I think because of the age gap, it was a little bit more difficult. Because, you know, when she was going into, you know, the teenage years of 14 and whatever, I was 7 years old, you know. So we were at each other's throats more than we weren't. but we definitely, I think as soon as I hit my 20s and stuff, we really became very close as well. Because we grew up, our parents got divorced when we were quite young. So we grew up in separate houses most of the time. But not in a bad way. Like, we were all good. But I just mean, we really only clicked when we both kind of left the house and whatever, you know, because we were used to that kind of dynamic of Shark, he's the annoying, you know, yapping baby in the ear, and Carly's just a mean high school girl. And now we're super, super close. So,
But that's awesome to hear because, you know, siblings and family are very important, I guess, for you as well. So it's amazing 100%. That you guys have such a close knit sibling bond. But Shaw, I do think we have time. Yeah. Before I go into the next music break, you know, talking about your song choices, I want to know what high school, we're going into the high school now. I know I said we weren't, but let's go into the high school years. What high school did you go to?
High school, I went to a school called Alpacard College. So that was the school I went to. I think high school for me was a pretty good time in terms of the people I met. And friends I made, but I think I knew what I wanted to do from quite a young age, relatively. So I wanted to, there was even a time I asked my mom if I could homeschool so I could get into music quicker. But luckily, well, not luckily, but for her, she wanted me to stay and I was very angry, but I'm very glad that I did do that. So high school people was kind of it felt like I was a bit annoyed that I couldn't pursue what I wanted to pursue. So I don't have the, you know, it wasn't the funnest time of my life, but the school itself was really great. Like, I had a great time. The people are amazing. Teachers are great. Yeah.
Was there any teachers that played a role in, like, your life musically or the way you're kind of leading you down that path?
Definitely. I think there was a teacher that taught me orchestra, Peter McClee. Okay. And he does, like, huge festivals and stuff at the time. I think he did Afrikaans Groot and all of that. Like, he was the conductor for the orchestras, which was really, really cool because I obviously wanted to be a singer-songwriter kind of thing, not really a classical musician.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, we'd never click in a traditional way, but we really did. Like, he was such a beautiful soul and just very passionate about music. And it was just nice to, you know, experience somebody like that, that really lives for music and the passion of it.
Yes. So I'm very glad to hear that it was at least like one person in an adult manner that kind of impacted your life in the high school years, because it is very formative. Yes, speaking also from my own experience, when it comes to high school, you kind of, most of us are, this is the place we're making friends, you know, but we don't really look or appreciate the people like the teachers and the mentors who kind of lead us down the path that we are now. So I'm sure if he is, maybe he's listening, we do not know. I hope he feels appreciated. But Shaw, tell me before we go for the music break, after when you, like you told me, you knew already from a young age of what you wanted to do. You wanted to make music. You wanted to be a singer-songwriter. You even asked your mom if you can't be homeschooled. She said no, but that's fine. What subjects did you have in high school to go to university afterwards?
Oh, I get it. Yes. I had IT. I had drama. I had, there was a subject called CATS, which is computer applications technology. It was also just another And then I also had German. So at that time, I was very much lining up to kind of do an IT degree. There was a time I actually wanted to do an English literature kind of degree as well. But then IT okay. just kind of made sense. You know, my dad kind of wanted to make sure that I'll be in a job that is always sought after. And at that time, it seemed to be, you know, anything really relating to computers. But nowadays, you know, with AI and stuff, it's all changing. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did you go on to study IT after high school?
I did not. I actually went straight into music. And then when I was 19, I actually made my first gig with Je Vos Fantastis. I produced my first ever song for artists, yeah. So dad was a bit like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. And then that year after high school, he was like, oh my word, and how was that? I was like, no, it's really good. This is how it works and whatever. And he was like, you know what? Maybe we can talk about this. Maybe we can see where this goes. Maybe you don't have to study. So that's kind of how it ended up going.
Okay. So before we get into, you know, Charles' beginning of his music journey, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. I asked Charles to send me his four favorite songs. Nothing of his own music, his personal four favorite songs. The first one I'm going to play, but he needs to give me a kind of a reason why you chose this one. Charles, the first song I'm going to play is Justin Bieber's Speed Demon. Why did you choose this song?
I grew up obsessed with this man. I think he is such a cool artist. And there was a new artist that I found like a few years ago called Dijon that just makes this kind of cool music where he just sits around the table with his best friends and they record it and they release it. Yeah. And then Justin Bieber released this album called Swag that he worked with these artists. And I was like, oh my word, what is this even going to sound like? And Speed Demon was the first one I heard of this album and I was obsessed with it. I think it's a very cool, fresh take on Justin Bieber. I just really enjoyed it.
Yes, and obviously this weekend he killed it. Once again, second weekend of Coachella.
I'm so jealous.
And I have to say,
I see it on TikTok everywhere.
I have to say this, congratulations with your song playing at Coachella as well.
Thank you.
So hopefully soon we'll also see Shaw live at Coachella, but then I have to be there for it. But the music break here is Justin Bieber with Speed Demon.
Don't pretend I got a reason to call you, it's not true. I only got a couple people to talk to, and it's not you. Yeah. And I don't even got the pieces to argue, so are you out of your mind? I got a lot of reasons to fight, I got a lot of reasons to drive over you, but I put my pride to the side. Never stop, had to take a turn and turn it into something that's new. Say you miss me, wasn't missing, is a cock in the view. Wait and see, cause it's something new and improved. Yeah, yeah. He checking his chickens. Yeah, and I go speed racing for the record. Yeah, and I achieve greatness, getting better by the second. Yeah, and I go speed racing. Don't stress, baby. I keep creeping. A speed demon. She keep dreaming, I can't see him. A speed demon. Yeah. They try to say I'm out of my mind, but now they're singing every line. Got a lot of mountains to climb. Had to leave some baggage behind. Stronger than me, that's paving me in the lane and giving me an energy. And there's something in the way she made me certain I'm enough every day. She put the loving on me. And all the people that be doubting on me, they give me witness my redemption. Now they up on my seat. God, I'm tapping their feet. Had to put my heart on my sleeve. He's checking. Yeah, and I go speed racing for the record. Don't stress, baby. Fast forward until we
107.7, the sound that sets you free. 107.7.
Was Bon Iver featuring Dijon and A Flock of Dimes right here on KC 107.7. And before that, we had Justin Bieber with Speed Demon. These music choices obviously belong to the one and only Shaw, who I have on the line with me. Shaw, we are back on E. And you told me before the break you absolutely love Dijon as well, because he featured on Swag with Justin Bieber and Bon Iver. I didn't picture you as someone who listens to Bon Iver, but now that I see your music taste, I'm like, okay, makes sense.
I'm a huge fan. I think I found Dijon through YouTube or TikTok, and it just looked so cool because it's just, you know, so much passion. It's just him and his best friend sitting around a table and just, you know, destroying guitars with like distortion and just weird noises that you never really hear, but it's just so creative and inspiring.
Yeah, so that is... seems like your music taste. But before the break, Shaw kind of name dropped, but not really. I would call it name dropping for me, because if I did that, I would do it so loud and proudly. He obviously, when he was 19, that was like straight out of high school, if I would think about it, straight out of high school, he wrote a song, well, a few songs actually, with one of my favorite bands, one of the biggest Afrikaans bands around. Die was fantastisch, natuurlijk. I feel like we must switch over to Afrikaans now. I'm an Engels club. I had natuurlijk met die was fantastisch. Een paar liedjes geskryf. Ek denk, ons het ook nog gekyk. Ek denk, Sela, wie was die eerste liedje wat jy saam met
haar geskryf?
Ja, dat was Sela. Ja. En as ek reg gesê, ook in die muziekvideo van die
Likie, ja, die was actually a crazy story. Dit was net Peer, hulle Peersie lead song in van Jules, en hulle sê net, hy het vir sê, hulle het al so baie jaar muziek gemaakt, jy weet, as ek enig idees het vir een music video, laat gooi, en toe sê ek vir hom, ek kan ek iets skryf, maar as direct so een dude met liefde doen het, en toe love het so baie, toe vraag my of ek het wil direct, toe sê ek, ja, toe sê, wil jy ook actually dan speel, sê ek, heerlijkheid, wat gaan aan op jou lijk. En toe, ja, so daar was a crazy story, en ek is baie bevoorig geweest om dit te doen, dit was super, super fun.
Natuurlijk, die eerste liedje so met jy was fantastisch, Sela V, en doodgewone aand het ook een hele paar duisend streams, maar iets wat ek moet noem, ons het tijdens die break natuurlijk gepraat, mense kry, hierdie liedjie kry nie genoeg appreciation nie. Die was fantastisch, het dit al een paar keer live gesing, soos wat ek gesien het, Saturnus, as jy dit nog nie geluister het, dit is op my playlist, ek sal het ergens post, my Afrikaans playlist, dit is een van my gunsteling, jy was fantastisch liedjies, en dit is hoe ek vir Sjaal gevind het, dier die liedjie Saturnus, en die woorde, die muziek aan die achtergrond, dit is een van die rustigste en kalmste liedjes wat ek al ooit gehoor het. En dit is een baie diep liedje as jy mooi na die lirieke luister. So, ek weet nie hoe baie jy een hand ingaat het in die skryf van die liedje nie. Kan jy dalk vir my een bietjie meer van gehoor?
Baie, ja. Nee, dit was rarig special. Ek het afgevlieg Stellenbosch se kant toe, of ek denk George gedoen, toe raak ek af na Stellenbosch. En toe ontmoet ek met Hunter, en toe skryf ek in Hunter Saturnus. Ek het net vir hom kan vertel, ek hou rarig van die idee van, jy is so verlief op iemand, dat jy voel is net werelde beter as jy. In ander woord, ons het even die song begin met, hoe gaan die chorus, ons val door jare en maandelig, sal jy alles onthou, elke dag, denk ek meer, ek sien myself en jou. En ons het die ding gehad van, ek is gebind, jy is gebind aan die hemel, en ek aan jou. En toe Peer actually vir my gesê, kom ons vir andere doen, dit sal even cooler wees, as het voel soos die buitenwereldse vrou, en sy is gebind aan Saturnus. Maar my initial idee was om te sê, sy is gebind aan die hemel van die ding, van sy is die perfecte eenheid, en jy voel, hoe gaan ek ooit by jou uitkom? So daar was rarig, rarig cool om te weet, ek kon werk met mense wat so hard, want ek acht lirieke baie, baie hoog, dit is vir my baie mooi manier om een story te kan vertolk, en hulle die selfde gevoel, so dit was net a baie special day, wat ons a baie amazing song geskryf het, wat ons allemaal love.
Yes, en net vir die luisteraars wat luister, my gunsteling lirieke in die liedjie, soos Sjaal nou net genoem het, is, jou gees gebind aan Saturnus en ek aan jou. So, daar is my gunsteling lirieke in die liedjie. Natuurlijk het Sjaal ook sy eie aangegaan en sy eie muziek gaan maak. Liedjie soos Bite My Tongue, Icarus. I'm naming these songs because they are my gunsteling. And I stream them all the time in die ochend op my playlist. Maar, ja, so Sjaal has, what I've listened to at least, you are very emotional kind of guy. Very mellow. Except now for All In. That song is all up there. There must have been a change recently, but obviously, you know, your music, it comes from the heart. You can hear the emotion in the words and also in the, how can I say, the instrumental and the music in it.
Yes.
So I need to know, right, Sjaal? I know you have an EP, if I'm correct, on the way as well. You have an EP.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Have released, actually, an EP before. For those who doesn't know, you can go check him out on iTunes and Spotify. It's just Sjaal, I'm going to spell it for you, CHXRL. You can find it Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, wherever. But tell me more about your most recent song, All In.
It's the first song from the EP, and it's been a really fun journey making these kind of songs, because I just kind of fell into this part of my life where I've just been very happy. Like, you know, I'm sitting with good people, very in love as well. So, you know, it was time to, I just wasn't in a good headspace. So I wanted to make songs that felt fun and just like a good time and a little tongue in cheek and a bit, you know, just silly. And it's just ended up being what I made. And All In was the first one I made. And I remember when I figured out the chorus, I was super, super, super excited because I thought it was just so fun. It's exactly what I wanted to make for the EP.
Yes. And from what I can see on social media, you love jumping around also on that song. And at first, I'm going to be honest, I was like, what music are we getting from Shaw? Like, this is not what we're used to. And I'm like, okay, just like with any artist, when they start making a different kind of music, it takes some time to get used to. But seeing how you react to your own music is wonderful. You know, as a fan, me watching you, whether that's on TikTok, Instagram, or you just like promoting your own music, I'm like, yes, if you love it, yeah, I'm going to love it for you. So it's grown on me. It definitely has. And it makes me excited for the EP to come.
Yes. So I'm super glad.
And as you said, on the 1st of May, 2026, you will be releasing another song, so I'm guessing, off that EP?
Yes, indeed. Second single. The song is called Killer, and it comes out the 1st of May.
Very excited. I have a question to ask you. Do you think you can give us the EP name, or is that like confidential information?
Oh, it's gonna be not so exciting. The EP is also called Killer, so it's the title track. Yeah.
Okay. Now.
So it's a little bit like anticlimactic, but yeah.
Oh no, it's fine. The themes of this EP that's coming, is it like love based? Is it?
Or are it's, we getting... It's kind of like, you know how people make projects about the 5 stages of grief and stuff?
Oh, yes.
This one, was the 5 stages of falling in love. So it was like one song. So it's a 6-track EP. And to me, it goes in the stages of the excitement when you start falling in love, and then the anxiety that comes with, oh, my word, how do we, you know, keep this from falling apart? It's just all the stages, and then it ends on the note where you're just completely settled and just completely, you know, I've given yourself over to every possibility, whether it may be bad or good. It's what you're just putting yourself in someone else's hands.
Okay, there you have it, guys. Shaw's new EP is going to give you a bit more insight into the stages of falling in love, taking some inspiration from Taylor Swift's Stages of Grief. Wow. So I'm excited. And I hope you guys are excited as well. If you haven't heard of Shaw, I've been playing his music since 7 p.m. We listened to him during the Afrikaans section, hashtag sports section as well. That was Cela V that we listened to earlier. You listened to one of his most latest singles, All In. But if you want to stream more of his music, you can listen to him on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube Music. I don't know where else. I don't know. Are you on SoundCloud?
Some of the music is, even some of the old archive stuff when I was like 16 is on there. So if you find it, good luck.
Okay, wait, I'm going to go stream it tonight and I'll share it on SoundCloud. Oh, no. But Shaw, our time, you know, has come to an end. But I do want to ask you, is there anything you kind of just want to say to your fans, family, or just like shout out for anyone?
Yeah, for sure. I think usually I like to speak to anybody who wants to do something creative in the field and feels like it might be too much. I think if it's really something you want to go for, whether it be music, you know, creativity, anything really in life, if it's something you really want to do, you owe yourself the chance to really go for it. So just go for it, you know. If it makes you happy, that's all you should derive from this life, is just to find some growth and get happy. So why not?
Thank you so much. I'm sure that inspires some of our listeners and some of even the artists that I've had with me on the show. And I know a few of them are very supportive of you, especially Mika. She sent me a message earlier to say, you know, kind of good luck with the interview. And yeah, so I'm excited to hopefully see you live as well. Do you have any upcoming shows?
That would be awesome. Right now, no shows right now. It's mostly focused on EP, and I'm working in production for a lot of artists. So right now, it's mostly studio time.
Ooh, I'm excited. I'll be searching what songs you are collaborating on with people. Is it Afrikaans artists again, or can't you share? Or...
I think it's okay to share. Okay. Right now, it's not really Afrikaans artists, but I'm working with Ross Learman, who used to be the lead singer of Prime Circle, and the Neon Dreams Boys.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to see what comes out. So I'm very excited to see what you come up with, because I must say you're a very good writer, amazing producer.
Thank you.
Obviously, you've also won a few SAMAs there. I have to mention that. So, it's amazing. It's an honor to speak to you. And thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, always. It was such a big pleasure.
So, guys, that is Shaw right here on KC 107.7.